This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting with Professor Adri Schroeder. He's head of the Industry Chair in Consumer Experience, University of Pretoria. Professor, appreciate the early morning time. Your inaugural Consumer Experience Index for Consumer Banking Industry for 2024 has just come out. Sort of at a high level, what are you looking at in terms of the banking industry locally?
Well, it is going to ultimately be a customer experience index that covers a range of South African segments and industries. Mm-hmm. Consumer banking was the first that we've tackled after we've done a very, very big proof of concept in 2023 and then implemented the first commercial measurement in 2024. That was completed towards the end of 2024. So the key here is that we don't have a proper customer experience index anywhere.
Yeah.
That aligns with, you know, the quality of the experience, the value of the experience, the actual emotional component of experience, how it relates to satisfaction, and ultimately how it relates to loyalty. So that's what we're looking at.
In other words, this is an entire sort of end-to-end customer experience. It is the entire process rather than, I think a lot might pick a little bit here and there. This is A to Z.
You know, as they say, customer experience is very much about a journey. We often talk about the customer journey, and therefore there are some causes and effects. So you will join a bank based on certain understandings and promises made and maybe what others are saying and what you read in the press. And then you start having a good experience and then something goes wrong and you then complain about it. You know, that's a storyline. And that's basically what we have, cause and effect.
Is it as simple as to say sort of which banks come out tops, or is there a lot more nuance to it?
Ultimately, what we want to do is to really serve the general, let's call it consumer and paying public, and saying this is the best bank when it comes to sort of an overall combined view. So we've measured over 5 channels, 9 different products. So it's 14 categories, very large sample, 29,000 plus type of sample. And it means that we can then announce a winner. And this particular year, which we say is unprecedented because we've never seen it, previous satisfaction index, F&B used to be on top. Mm-hmm. And this year, we've actually had to announce a shared winner between F&B and Standard Bank. So Standard Bank have surprised everybody by then catching up where F&B was leading.
And that's important. I mean, I suppose in senses, it shows that we are actually seeing improved levels coming through for Standard Bank to sort of up the charge, which is, again, it goes back to this is ultimately around customer experiences and is positive for the broader industry, but particularly for Standard Bank.
Yes, absolutely true. And what we've seen, you know, there was a notion in the past that if you're a new bank, small, then you probably will do good. And Capitec was there, but they seem to have slipped back a little bit. Whereas the big bank was seen to be because they're big and therefore they don't care. You're just a number. Yeah. And I think that changed. Standard Bank has shown that it is possible to rectify and address specific aspects. And F&B is strengthening some of their areas. So I think it's going to be a very interesting, let's call it race, to see how this develops in the future.
You also make a point in the note you put out. Quality alone doesn't define the experience. It is also perceived value is so hugely important. And, you know, is a tricky area because it's more difficult to measure, but it is so hugely important. What do I feel like I'm getting out? Customer experiences, emotions.
So customer experience is very much about emotions. As a matter of fact, in the German language, we have 2 different words for experience. The one is Erfahrung, which is the cognitive view back. It is factual, you know, it's telling what happened in the past. Whereas another word is Erlebnis, which is the lived experience. In the moment that I feel that I'm not respected, they're using bank speak, I don't understand the terminology, that emotion that you feel is what customer experience is all about. So therefore, we can actually quantify perceived value in the sense that it's not just about bank fees and money paid. It is the social, the embarrassment, sometimes the almost being angry about the fact that you're not heard and you have to tell your story over and over again.
And you said over 29,000 participants. This must have been a giant undertaking because this is not a simple, you know, give me a smiley face type of, I get them at the till point sometimes. They're nice, but this is a much more in-depth process.
Yes, definitely. As I said before, We measured over 5 channels. Mm-hmm. So that would include things like your normal branch and ATM and so on, and 9 different products. So it means that we've really gone into detail, and every interview tests all the different components of the index. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a single number view, what I sometimes call a black box type of metric.
Yeah.
It is really something that is transparent. It is statistically verifiable. And that's why the university is behind this, because mm-hmm. we can actually back it up with really rigorous and credible statistics.
We leave it there. FNB Standard Bank coming out tops. That's Professor Adri Schroeder, Head of Industry Chair and Customer Experience at University of Pretoria. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.